are you waiting for?
You just stop shaking?
Stop.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Hello! Welcome to another episode of Mandela. You may recognize this background from NATRT.
Why are you talking like a gank show?
Because I want to. We have some questions to answer from fans today.
Yeah, we're trying to direct Mandela. Obviously, NATRT is about deconstruction and theology, where Mandela is more relationship. And
that's not true. NATRT is everything. Love, relationships,
yeah. I'm just trying to just say, most of the time we talk about that, and here we're going to be talking about specifically relationship and love, so... That's all.
I mean, Mandela, we've talked about finances.
Okay. Anything else you want to say, babe?
I'm just saying.
So we got questions from people that were asking about relationship advice, and we're going to try to answer them. Our first one is, can you please talk about when the in-laws overstep or hate you? Like, how do you deal? My mother-in-law hates my guts, and it hasn't been easy. She's driving me crazy. How do you keep it together, especially when she's bringing negative energy? And how do you not allow that to affect your relationship with your spouse? How can I keep my cool and not Holy Spirit slap her?
Well, I don't have that problem because my in-laws love me.
They like her more than they like me. Legit.
I mean, I think that just has a lot to do with how amazing I am. So. Mm. I would say in this, it is really about boundaries that you discuss with your spouse, and that your spouse would implement with his mom if she's overstepping. I mean, it could be you implementing a boundary, but I feel like it would probably...
No, it would 100% be... the person responsible. So like if it's your in-laws, if it's your in-laws, then your husband has responsibility and vice versa. So because anytime, you know, I always tell you if there's a problem between your family and boundaries, you need to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't ever have to be put in a position where I have to speak out, especially if I've already spoken to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is bothering me or whatever.
Yeah.
So when it comes to in-laws, effectively communicate to the other person. Hopefully that other person is understanding and knows that when it comes to the relationship hierarchy, that your wife or your husband is supposed to be the first priority, and then comes your family. If you're speaking from a biblical sense or in any other sense, like you're committing your life to this person, not the other way around with the family. So I think 100% the husband needs to step up, or the wife, either way the situation is, and set clear boundaries. And if the family still acts whack, then it's like, yo,
more strict boundaries.
I can't be around you no more. Don't come to my house. That's how I would handle it. Don't come to the crib. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, stay away. Because I don't ever want to ruin my peace for somebody else's destruction. Like, if they're malicious and they're angry inside, why the hell would I allow that in my life just because mm-hmm. it's your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister, whatever? I would never give up my peace in my household to take on a family member's lack of peace or their energy.
I would also say, as hard as it may be, to remain the bigger person in the situation. So if your mother-in-law goes low, we go high. That's what we do.
Yeah,
they go low, we go high. And you still remain in a position and stature of love and grace and all of those things. So when she says something petty to you and you want to be popping off right back, try to like hold it in and communicate to your spouse like, hey, your mom popping off again. So I think she needs to go home in her visit here.
Or if you're in their crib, you need to go home.
Yeah, it's time for us to go home. Your mom popping off. So,
yeah, that was a really good question. Next question. This is, I'm not going to say the name. When you, the guy, or let's put in girl, start talking with someone that mm-hmm. you have interest in, how do you not be overbearing? I mean, she seems to be showing interest in you too, but you don't want to flutter with text messages all the time. I hope this makes sense. Okay, so here's the thing with this. I think the initial thing that needs to happen is an accurate assessment of what you mean by
overbearing?
No. I mean, she seems to be showing interest in you too. Oh, that yeah. is a statement that makes me think,
is she though?
Is she, you know, you should know if somebody is interested. If you don't know that somebody is interested in you, do not blow up their phone.
I remember.
People will always let you know where their level of interest is at. If you're the person that has to try to figure out their level of interest, that means they ain't interested in you.
Are you always initiating conversation and text messages? Then I would say pull back some. If she initiates, meet her there, right? And then next conversation, you initiate. And then if she don't initiate, like take turns, you know what I mean?
Same thing with girls and guys. Like, yeah. This is the rule of thumb for me. When it comes to interest and when it comes to love, the person that you're going to end up with, you're not going to have to figure out if this person is interested in you. You're not going to have to read between the lines. Because look, when someone is about you, they're going to show it and make it plain. Like, they're going to make it known. It's not like...
Eventually.
Not even eventually.
I think eventually, because in the beginning, people are still like playing their role. Like, ooh, I like this person, but like what he's asking, like, I like this person, but I don't want to scare them away. And like,
I told him, have an honest conversation. This is what I'm saying. Like, when you gauge the level of interest, if you're about their interest, meaning they're texting you once a week, you know what I'm saying? And you want to be texting every day, but they're hitting you up once a week, or they'll hit you up and then drop off for like 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that, no matter how it is, it's showing that you are not a priority to that person at that moment. Mm-hmm. You're just not. Mm-hmm. And you have to accept that and keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if they're engaging with you and you're feeling this overwhelming sense of wanting to just be like always communicating, I think it's a safe bet, if they've already shown interest, to be like, hey, this is kind of where I'm at. I'm really feeling you, and I love to dialogue more. If that's too much and if that's not where you're at, totally cool. I'm just letting you know, I think you're freaking amazing, and I'd love to talk to you every day if I could. And just put it out there. And if the person freaks out and be like, nah, I'm not there, then you can then make a good decision on whether or not you want to continue or be like, oh, I'm way too far along than this person is. And I'm the one at risk as far as getting my heart broken. Mm-hmm. But at least you're able to be honest and then assess along the way. Like, if one person is just way too far in front, then you can be like, all right, then let me just take a break. Mm-hmm. Let me ease back. I'll hit you when I'm ready to start talking again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those are all the ways to be able to handle that.
I think that's very good advice that you gave. And I would say before you message them and say, I would love to talk to you every day if I could, definitely take a tally of your past conversations with them and see, have you initiated every single conversation? Then maybe hold off on that part for a second and see if they actually initiate a conversation for once, and then maybe say, I would like to talk to you every day.
Yeah, so many games in this world. I don't play games. You either rock with me or you don't.
I am locked up to you already because I don't want to be back in the pool.
Swimming with the sharks.
It's hard.
Especially now.
Especially now, like in the digital realm and that whole aspect. I don't want to do it.
No, I'm good. But hey, thank you so much.
So don't divorce me, okay?
Don't mess up.
And don't die.
Okay. I won't divorce you, baby. Thank you guys so much. We're going to keep taking y'all's questions. Keep answering them the best we can.
Message us. Tell us what you want to know.
We love you guys. Mandela out.
Whoa.
Wait, this is the Manuel symbol.
Oh.
This is just the M.
A-Town.
Peace hood.